And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides. And your question this week is, how do I feel my own true self-worth? We see how human beings attach their self-worth to things that are on the outside. The size of the home, the car, the schools that the children attend, preferably private schools, the status, the job titles, all of the things that are on the outside of the individual. All of the things that they believe society holds up as successful, prosperous, a good life. We tell you now that self-worth, self-respect, and self-esteem are not in the land of outer things. They are in the land of yourself within you. Your self-worth and value have nothing to do with the status elements that are held up by the culture and the society. These are illusions. And the truth is, if you go after those to build up your self-esteem or self-worth, it is a never-ending race. Once you achieve one level, the urge within is always to achieve more. It also is to compare oneself to others. These are no win games, dear ones. As aggressive and as loud as the volume may be when the messages come in, to achieve more, to be bigger, and grander, to accomplish more. These are not the areas that will give you the true experience and feeling and quality of life that is true self-worth. So, how does one do this to feel self-worth regardless of the outer picture? It is first to remember how much God loves you. You are a beloved child of Father, Mother, God, the Creator of this earth realm. God's love for you is infinite. It is 100% regardless of the picture of your life, regardless of the errors you have made, the denial you may have experienced and maybe in right now, the difficulty with a personality you are working to acknowledge and to evolve also. God loves you 100% regardless. We ask you first to take a moment and to experience this love within your heart. This is where your true self-worth lives, within your heart. As you go about your days, begin each day from this place of peace and self-love and self-honoring. Experiencing God's love for you, complete, whole, at every level of your being. Move forward in your days from this point, and any time a counter idea comes in, a punishment idea, a you're not enough idea, a you need to be doing something else idea, any of these thought forms that come in that are counter to God's love and acknowledgement of you, reject them. Call them what they are, lies. It is a liar voice that is trying to pull you off of your center, this center point, which is the true alignment of you with your spirit and God, and all knowingness and all love, self-respect, self-honoring, self-esteem, self-worth, are found here at the center of your being. This is where your heart space is. The more you are living within your heart space, the more self-worth and self-love will be present in your moments. It is your choice, dear ones, the quality of your life is dependent upon this. What do you accept as the truth about you? It is your choice, and it is moment to moment your choice. We ask you to try this out this week, observing your thinking and choosing to experience God's love, your spirit's love for you. This is how you can experience your own true self-worth. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.